This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Break on the ticket. Nick filling in for Jake here. One final segment before we hand things off to AD Rav. And, I'll be on that one as well. Simple. Good stuff. Show went by quick, as always.
Can I publicly thank you for being on?
Yeah, you can do it publicly.
I'm publicly thanking you for filling in for Jake Sorensen. I thought you did a great job. The shows were fun the last 2 days. We had a lot to talk about.
Were they more fun than usual?
We're not doing this.
Inside joke.
Will need therapy.
Inside joke.
We're just blessed right now to have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
Playoffs. We have the portal talk. Nebraska lands a huge, huge transfer portal commitment yesterday. And I mean big. From Nyzaiah Hunter,
yeah,
the Cal receiver. Now, we didn't talk about earlier. He adds to a room that, who would you say the starting receivers are besides Barney and probably Nyzaiah Hunter?
Yeah, you're probably looking Nyzaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney.
And would you say Mills?
Are we looking ahead to 2025?
Yeah.
How far up on the list is Carter Nelson?
Because
I think Carter Nelson's going to be used. Extensively.
High
next
on the
year.
List.
Yeah,
as in top four.
Yeah. So I would put in some order: Carter Nelson, Ja'Cory Barney, Nyzaiah Hunter, and
Cortez Mills.
I think if they get Dane Key, gets Dane Key, then he immediately enters that conversation.
Okay, to set the stage for Nebraska fans, Dane Key is in. I mean, everything I've heard yesterday, and I talked to principals. Key is in town today.
That is correct.
Okay. And Nebraska has a legit shot at him.
Yeah, it really feels like a Nebraska-Georgia battle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ole Miss was on the surface there initially with Georgia, but I think Nebraska is in kind of a two-team battle with Georgia right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I will set it up this way, too. In my own company, On Three, Pete Nakos has Key as predicting him to go to Georgia. Yeah. Within the people I talk to at Nebraska, it's not cut and dry.
I would second that.
Okay.
I would second that.
So when we talk to a lot of the same people, they feel Nebraska feels like they're in good position.
Yeah.
With Dane Key. I wonder how they feel. I don't have as good a feel. Maybe you do. What are Nebraska's chances with the offensive lineman from Washington State? The name.
I have to think about it. Famalome.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what I would say with the offensive lineman. He's going to be Nebraska's number one target, I think, going forward. You need an experienced tackle, especially after missing out on Isaiah World. I would say that it was important for Nebraska to get a visit. They got the first visit. He's going to be, though, somebody that I think if this, he's going to visit, like you said, LSU earlier in the show. It'll be interesting to see if anybody else tries to squeeze another visit into it before the dead period starts on Monday. That's where I kind of land on this, because in Nebraska, it was important for the Huskers to get a visit. Is there anybody that comes to the table late? Any bigger names that come to the table late?
I do think there is a tackle out there that'll come to the fore in January. I don't want to share the name right now. I think January will still be.
You don't want to operate, though, under the thought of we're going to have this guy in January, whoever it is, and we don't need to approach or try to be aggressive in the portal for a 3-year starter. Okay. Like I think you still operate under the mindset of if you can get the Washington State offensive lineman, you're going to get him.
100%. They got to go all in to get this player as a tackle, and that would be huge. The other guy I really got my eye on, a player to watch, and this is a serious one, Nick, is Samuel Mpemba. Mm-hmm. He's the edge guy coming in from Georgia. 6'3", 250, originally from the city of St. Louis, but played high school ball at IMG Academy in Florida. If you added Samuel Mpemba, who was the number 44 overall ranked prospect in his class, a top 50 overall player, sixth best edge in his class. If you would add Samuel...
Do you have the recruiting class? Which year was he?
I have to look.
I apologize. I put you on the spot there.
He played in 10... Let's see. Okay, well, we can figure it out. It's 2023.
In
2023.
And the reason I asked that is because he would have a former IMG teammate on Nebraska's roster in Cameron Lenhart. That's the reason I asked.
That must be...
And I bring that up.
Must be a connection. Thank you. So Samuel Mpemba is here. Okay. And again, if you added him to Williams Nwaneri, that's a wow to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that now you're putting yourself in a pretty good position here. So those are the ones that are on my mind.
Mind. I think there's some interesting names there. I think if you had to give us...
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
In terms of priority, in terms of need,
okay,
for Nebraska, where do you land? Because I'm sitting here,
tackle, receiver, edge,
and I would be fine with that. I think tackle and receiver, I think we can agree 1A, 1B.
Pretty close. Order. Yeah, pretty close.
I do wonder. I mean, also, I'm just curious on the Dakeel Shorts effect.
Yeah.
Dane Keyes had a successful career at Kentucky.
Right.
And Coach Shorts was his guy.
I think it's very real. Yeah.
So there's that conversation. It's not like Dane Keyes has had a struggling career or just burst onto the scene at Kentucky. I mean, this is an all SEC caliber type of receiver that now has a chance to follow his position coach or go to Georgia.
Oh, I think Dakeel Shorts is gigantic in that conversation. Now, going back to the offensive line conversation, I guess part of the reason I say tackle, getting a tackle is number one on my list. Did you happen to hear Dana Holgorsen yesterday?
Parts.
Holgorsen was not critical of the offensive line, but he if you listen to him, it becomes clear how they need more guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he made no bones about it. He said that Donnie Raiola felt good about playing six guys this year. Yep. You need more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when in the last couple of years specifically, Nebraska's dealt with some injuries at some pretty key positions on that line with Teddy Prochazka and Turner Corcoran. I mean, I wonder what the outlook is for some of those guys. Nebraska has, and they've been working towards it the last couple of years, trying to build that depth through the high school ranks. Mm-hmm. And they've tried. It's not that they haven't attempted to go get help through the transfer portal. Micah Mazzucca was a key piece in parts of it. Mm-hmm. If he was out there, if he was available. They tried to get guys like Walter Rouse. Like, they've been in conversation for guys. They initially had Walter Rouse.
For
less than 24 hours.
Right.
And so it's not for a lack of effort, but the Nebraska's at this spot now, Sip, where they've boosted depth through the high school ranks with Grant Bricks and Gibson Pyle and
Brock Knutson,
Sam Sledge.
Yeah.
Like they've given depth to where they just need to find some guys to help them in the meantime.
Okay.
Like that's the way I kind of look at it. You're always going to need guys to plug holes, and Nebraska's never going to say, yeah, if you're a top transfer portal target at on the offensive line, we're not even going to look at you. They're never going to get to a point to where they're that.
No.
And I don't think you should.
You always look at bigs.
You always look for bigs.
Mm-hmm.
But for Nebraska, if they can get to a spot to where you're feeling pretty good about four of the five offensive lineman spots consistently.
Yeah, pretty good.
And you just need somebody to get you a filler year through the portal, then you're in a much better spot than Nebraska's been. I think they're close to that. They're not there yet.
No.
But that's why we're sitting here saying, yeah, at left tackle, you wonder what the outlook is because Teddy Prochazka has been banged up and you don't know how he'll return. Gunnar Gatula will still, he played good as a true freshman.
Gunnar might be your guy there.
And potentially so. But
now, Famanoli?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Washington State offensive lineman.
Yeah. That's a right tackle. It just sounds, I don't know about you, the people I talk to they're always simple. He's a right tackle. Oh, so he can't play left. No, he seems like he's a right tackle.
Isaiah World was the left tackle.
Okay. Now, Gunner is interesting. I think you can make it work with Gunner. We'll have to see how that all shakes out because Teddy could come back. Turner Corcoran's coming back. You could slide Turner Corcoran inside very easily. Keegan Trost is someone we haven't even mentioned. He's the Wake Forest offensive lineman who has been here.
Yep. Was at practice yesterday.
Yes. Keegan Trost was at practice. Now, what I've heard about him is they will bump him inside if they get him. Mm-hmm. He's a tackle at Wake, but would probably be bumped inside here to a guard. So I don't know. I think they have a good shot at him too.
I think so. Before we get out of here, it is important for us to mention Nebraska men's basketball. They travel to Hawaii this weekend. They will play Murray State in the Hawaii Airlines Diamond Head Classic. First game of that classic on Sunday. Now, here's what's interesting, and Fred Hoiberg's pretty vocal about this, Sip, is Nebraska's time off in between games. Mm-hmm. They have played three games all of December so far. They played a game on the 1st, then they had a full week off. They played a game on the 7th, and then had 6 days off, played a game on the 13th, and now have 9 days off in between their last game against Indiana, where they won handily, to now when they play in Hawaii against Murray State.
You probably would have wanted a game pretty soon after Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. But it's important to note because the scheduling piece, Fred has a point. Coach Hoiberg has a point to where, man, especially in December when you're trying to gear up and rear things going, get things going for conference play, to have such extended periods of time to where you're just kind of practicing for 6 days in a row or whatever the schedule is, it creates some challenges to talking about rhythm and talking about just game shape. Like
That's true. Now, common sense can enter this discussion too. You could maybe make a case. Could I make a case, Nick, that a lot of practice time can be a good thing?
Oh, it can be.
And you can run the hell out of them too, by the way, and keep them in game shape.
Yeah.
You can run the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Guys, It's 8. Oh, we better get off.
Yeah, we better get off here. I just got a text from Raph. Okay. We were talking about Husker football. Ben's getting mad at us.
Ben said, guys, it's 8:30, LOL.
It's 8:26. We're fine. Besides, when I'm on the next show anyway, it's, you know, here we are. The Spillover, by the way, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. We want to thank our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag. If Bill was here, he would say, First Rate! Shout out full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Reach out to them at 308-995-8327. The drive is next for Steve Sipple, Bill Bush, Nick Sainert saying so long.
Thank you, Nick.
Jake is back on Monday. We'll talk to you then on Early Break on The Ticket.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.